Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It looks like an atomic bomb exploded. The rescues. The search for missing loved ones.
Every single time I call them, the call fails.
And hurricane babies.
That's my baby.
Having an emergency C-section in the middle of a hurricane.
Then food crisis.
How to tell if your food is safe to eat.
Plus tips on how to make your food last longer if the power is cut off.
If you stock that freezer up nice and tight, it's going to hold temperature longer.
Then.
Down he goes.
Epic hit. His fingers contorted, and the doctor who warned he shouldn't be allowed to play.
This is awful. He shouldn't be playing. And unfortunately, I was right.
And lingerie photo shoots. It's supposed to be just for your guy.
But what happens to the photos after you get divorced?
Her battle with her ex.
That is my body. That is my property.
Plus.
Hello?
Hey, where'd everybody go?
There's like nobody here.
They had an appointment at the dentist office.
This is what they found.
So I've watched too many horror movies for this.
And what were they thinking? Worst gender reveal idea ever? Dyeing a magnificent waterfall blue. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. It is simply staggering to look at the damage done by Hurricane Ian. This is an aerial view of Fort Myers, and the devastation is as far as one can see. The Tampa Bay Times likens it to a nuclear blast. And looking at the latest videos from the storm zone, it's clear it's going to take years to recover.
It's as if Fort Myers was hit by an atom bomb. A once beautiful city, now the scene of total destruction. New drone footage captures the scale of the disaster. Block after block wiped out. Whole neighborhoods submerged. Boats piled on top of each other. Here's what the beachfront looked like before Hurricane Ian, and here it is after. Paradise lost. The landscape forever changed. This was the causeway linking Sanibel Island to the mainland before Hurricane Ian roared through. And here it is today, whole sections obliterated. It will take months, perhaps even years, to rebuild. The only way on and off the island now is by boat or helicopter.
Is there anybody else? No, it's us doing it all. No one is dead.
The U.S. Coast Guard hoisted citizens to safety. These survivors were plucked from a flooded trailer park. With cell phone towers down, loved ones are reaching out on social media to locate the missing.
My grandpa decided to stay. He needs help.
Pleading for help, desperate to find their parents and grandparents.
If there's anyone out there who is doing search and rescue.
Molly and Chris Hennard lost touch with his parents trapped on devastated Sanibel Island.
When you spoke to them last, what was going on?
Just utter chaos for them. And they're saying that they need to get off the phone. They need to go get like to the highest point in the building. They were going to climb on top of conference tables and chairs.
After our interview, some good news. They've been located.
We believe that they will be transported off the island today.
Now, a new hazard, the standing water, poses potential health risks.
If you're out in the water after Ian and you've gotten wet, my advice is take a shower. Get those contaminants washed off of you.
In the midst of devastation, a moment of joy and new life.
There he is. Oh my God.
Baby George was born just as the hurricane hit.
That's my baby.
The doctors delivered him in a hurry by C-section before they lost power.
I imagine this wasn't in your birth plan, having an emergency C-section in the middle of a hurricane.
It definitely was not. Yes. His nickname already is Hurricane George.
Yes, hurricane.
Today, Ian strikes again, pounding the coast of South Carolina. The storm surge inundating the historic city of Charleston. The nightmare that is Hurricane Ian rages on.
And with the power out, what do you do with the food in your freezer or refrigerator? Les Trent on what's safe to eat.
If you have no electricity, you need to make decisions about your food and fast.
So if you lose power, remember this hard and fast rule. Your refrigerator should keep its cool for about 4 hours. Your freezer is good for about 48 hours.
With the clock ticking, here are some tips on what will last and what you might have to toss into the garbage.
Once your refrigerator is over 40 degrees for more than 2 hours, all your potentially hazardous food, like your meat, your poultry, your eggs, your fish, your cut vegetables, they all wind up being in the garbage.
But not everything is a loss.
Mustard could stay. Hot sauce can stay. I think we have a jelly or a jam right here. Ketchup is not a problem.
Since you might have some warning about the potential of a power outage, this word of advice. Pack your freezer tight.
If you stock that freezer up nice and tight, it's going to hold temperature longer.
Thousands of homeowners will be turning to generators in the days to come.
Myself and the governor have been mentioning this now for quite some time. Generator safety, generator safety, generator safety.
Reporter Allison Hall spoke to contractor Steve Sierra.
You definitely want to have the generator outside. And the rule of thumb is about 20 feet away.
Never use a generator inside a house or in a garage. Some folks might be using ladders for the first time. Two tips. Avoid leaning too far right or left. Also, find a buddy to help.
I'm always concerned with the bottom legs just kicking out. So, but if you have someone down here pushing the ladder with pressure, I mean, you'll feel safe going any height. Yeah.
And if you're tempted to use a chainsaw, think twice.
Is it safe for an amateur to use a chainsaw?
Bottom line is no.
Allison gave it a go and agrees that working with a chainsaw might be best left to the pros.
Damage estimates for Ian in Florida range as high as $250 billion. Other news today, the NFL says it has a strict concussion protocol for players, but after what happened to Miami's star quarterback last night, some people aren't so sure. In fact, one concussion expert says that the team's officials should go to jail for letting him on that field.
With the brain and down.
It's a scary moment during Thursday night football. A star quarterback's fingers suddenly freeze and curl up. It happened after Miami Dolphins' Tua Tagovailoa was sacked on the field. Millions watched live as Tagovailoa's head was slammed into the turf and his fingers went into a so-called fencing position, an involuntary response to head trauma.
Uh-oh, Tagovailoa is still down.
When that response, the fencing response, is involved, it definitely means that this is definitely not a mild trauma. It's probably moderate, and it needs medical attention.
Now, many are asking if he should have been allowed to play at all. Just last Sunday, the quarterback sustained trauma during the game. Look how wobbly he got. Dr. Chris Nowinski, who has studied concussions in football players, tweeted before Thursday night's game that the Dolphins quarterback should never have been allowed to play. If Tua takes the field tonight, it's a massive step back for concussion care in the NFL.
Two concussions in 4 days can kill you, can end your career. I just felt I had to say, this is, we're watching a slow motion car crash. Like, this is awful. He shouldn't be playing. And unfortunately, I was right.
The NFL has considered using padded helmet covers like these to reduce the number of head injuries. But so far, they're only seen in practice by a handful of teams.
The Guardian Cap, it's a one-size-fits-all helmet. There's a Velcro strap in the back.
that you just pull tight depending on the size of the helmet, designed to reduce impact during practice.
Today, Tua is back in Miami and won't be hitting the field anytime soon.
An investigation is underway to determine if the Dolphins followed proper procedure in letting Tua play after Sunday's injury. The coach says they did. The mom who faked her own kidnapping will be spending the next 18 months in prison. And for the first time, we're getting a look at just how conniving Sherry Papini was in fooling her family and law enforcement.
It's new video of the notorious California supermom with a bandage across her nose. Sherry Papini is all balled up, clutching her knees to her chest as she spins her lies about having been kidnapped.
I feel like sometimes it's easier with my eyes closed. Sure. Is that okay?
This just-released video, first obtained by 2020, was recorded by cops at her home in Redding, California in 2016 with her husband, Keith, by her side. Sherry asks cops for permission to close her eyes as she relates the tale of being chained and tortured for 3 weeks by abductors, now revealed to be a complete hoax.
How about the bathroom? What's that look like?
It was always hands on the wall. That very first shower that I had hurt really bad because the burn was fresh and the water was running over it and there was other open wounds and it just...
In reality, Sherry inflicted the injuries on herself to bolster her lies, even breaking her nose with a hockey stick.
I can't remember if it was... if I was hit with something, if I was stuck with something, if it... And that's what I was asking, too. If I was tased, wouldn't I remember? Or would there be a scar? Would there be a mark?
Cops say DNA shows she was actually hiding out with her ex-boyfriend, James Reyes, at a love shack in Costa Mesa, California. I spoke to ABC's chief national correspondent, Matt Gutman, about tonight's 2020 on Sherry Papini.
Why are people so fascinated by Sherry Papini?
I think because... it's so unfathomable that someone who seems to have everything would do this. Ultimately, investigators believe that the motive here was attention.
I know that you guys know about everything.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing and yucky, and that's weird for me. That's weird for me.
Sherry Papini will surrender November 8th to begin her 18-month sentence for the kidnapping hoax.
The 2020 special on Sherry Papini airs tonight on ABC. A mom booked an emergency dental appointment for her daughter, but when they showed up, no one was in the dental office, kind of like the Twilight Zone.
Hello?
This dental office would give anyone the creeps. Nobody's there except for this woman and her daughter.
It is now 10 o'clock. We had a 9:30 a.m. appointment. We showed up, and the lobby is open. Everything's open.
No one at the front desk, no one in the hallways, and not a soul in the examining rooms. All she sees is a pair of abandoned shoes.
We're about to leave because I've watched too many horror movies for this.
Is it the zombie apocalypse? An abduction by aliens from space? Joy Maria White says when she showed up for the appointment in Winston-Salem, North Carolina with her daughter Rebecca, the front door was open. But inside was a total ghost town. Joy Maria called the dental office's corporate office, but no luck.
And we've been on hold for 33 minutes trying to talk to corporate to figure out why our 9:30 a.m. emergency appointment isn't happening.
Now they know what it must feel like to be the last person on Earth.
I was like, the shoes, I'm done now.
That was about when we called the police.
Yeah, because we were starting to leave, and then we called the police. We're like, look, something's not right here. This place is unlocked. There's nobody in it.
Hello?
Well, Aspen Dental says it was all just a miscommunication, that the appointment was actually for a different day. They are looking into why the doors were open. Now a gender reveal that's have resulted in criminal charges. These expectant parents dyed a waterfall blue to announce that they're having a little boy. Trouble is, that 59-foot waterfall is the freshwater source for a city in Brazil. As a result, the couple's been charged with harming the environment. And after 7 years hosting The Daily Show, Trevor Noah says it's time to do something else.
My time is up.
Trevor Noah surprises his audience, announcing he's leaving Comedy Central's The Daily Show after 7 years.
I've loved hosting the show. It's been one of my greatest challenges. It's been one of my greatest joys.
Noah, who was just spotted on a date with pop star Dua Lipa, didn't say when his final show will be.
It's not instant. I'm not disappearing. Don't worry. If I owe you money, I'll still pay you.
Ed Sheeran covering Britney Spears' classic Baby One More Time at a club in Spain. The pop star surprised clubgoers with a 4-song set, which also included a Backstreet Boys hit.
Pretty cool. We'll be right back.
Next, lingerie photo shoots. It's supposed to be just for your guy.
But what happens to the photos after you get divorced?
Her battle with her ex.
That is my body. That is my property.
Plus, 8 brides, 1 dress, and 1 $100 gown. Passed down through the generations for 7 decades.
I never considered any other dress.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Some women like to surprise the men in their lives by taking boudoir photos. But what do you do when you break up? This woman did not want her ex-husband to have the photos of her, so they're duking it out in court.
It's called boudoir photography.
Perfect.
You strike intimate poses for the camera in silky lingerie or even nude and share the photos with your husband or boyfriend. But this woman finds herself in a bruising court battle with her ex-husband over boudoir photos. Lindsay Marsh posed for the photos as a gift to her husband when they were still happily married.
Images of me that are of nudity, of me in lingerie.
But as happens with lots of couples, their marriage crumbled and Lindsay filed for divorce. Then came a move she says shocked her. Her ex demanded she hand over 4 photo albums and all those sexy, intimate boudoir photographs.
I was like, this is really bizarre and odd and inappropriate. That is my body. That is my property. It belongs to nobody else.
The ex has now backed off, saying he'd settle for the romantic notes Lindsay wrote in the albums, such as, "Love is not about how much you say I love you, but how much you prove that it's true."
Mr. Marsh is not asking for any pornographic or nude photographs, not at all. His main focus was the inscriptions, not the photographs.
A lot of these inscriptions are written over the photographs.
They're things that a husband or a wife wrote to her husband. Like, you know, they're intimate, they're personal. And he knows that. And he knows I wouldn't want him to have those.
The divorce judge has now ruled that Lindsay can edit the photos, covering up all the intimate images. This is what they looked like when she handed them over.
I still felt like it was inappropriate.
LA photographer Krista Miola, who has been following the case, specializes in boudoir photos.
I was very surprised that a judge ruled in that way. I don't think any woman judge would have ever ruled that way.
As for the originals,
there's going to be a burning party. I'm going to burn them.
But not yet. Ms. Marsh has been ordered to keep the photos until December in case her ex objects to the alterations. When we come back, 8 brides, 1 dress.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
This wedding dress is getting lots of mileage.
These ladies share something in common. They all got married in the same wedding dress. 8 women from one family have worn this dress over the past 7 decades.
I never considered anything else but wearing that dress.
It started with the late Adele Larson, who purchased the satin gown for her wedding in 1950 for just $100. She then passed it on to her sister Ellie when she said I do in 1953. 16 years later, it was passed on to their younger sister Sharon in 1969. And here comes the second generation of brides. Adele's daughter Sue wore it for her wedding in 1982. Then came Ellie's daughters, Carol in 1990 and Jean in 1991.
It was just a given that that's the dress I want to wear.
Sharon's daughter Julie wore the dress in 2013. 72 years after the tradition started, Serena became the 8th bride and 3rd generation to wear the family heirloom at her wedding last month. And look, stitched inside the dress, all of their names and wedding dates in blue.
My dress was my something borrowed, my something blue, my something
old.
So far, the dress has led to long, happy marriages, and the ladies hope the tradition continues forever.
The dress has had a fun life.
When we come back, Florida strong. Finally, as Florida picks up the pieces from Hurricane Ian, take a look at this. A defiant resident facing the storm, armed only with his American flag. Florida strong. That's Inside Edition. We'll see you next time.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.